This is Al Simpson. President Bush did the right thing by pardoning Cap Weinberger and the other five Iran-Contra figures. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, Mr. Lawrence Walsh, who has only zilch to show for his six-year, multi-million-dollar investigation, has now vowed to take bloody revenge on George Bush. This threat cuts right to the core of Walsh's entire investigation, the presidency itself and winning it back. Has been the real target all along for Walsh and his zealous crew of partisan, ambitious, inexperienced, and incompetent attorneys. Ted Walsh has been holding tight to Bush's interview notes since 88 and hiding Weinberger's notes since 90. Those notes don't contain anything incriminating. By all means, Ted, let's have a congressional hearing so some searing light can be shed on the activities of Mr. Walsh's own office. If we're going to babble on about abuse of power and attempts to twist the truth and influencing elections, the office of the independent counsel is just the place to see where the real scandal lies.
Al, it's hard to avoid the feeling that President Bush's actions were a gross abuse of the pardon power. In effect, the president was continuing the Iran-Contra cover-up and pardoning himself, too. High officials are not above the law, Al, not even the president. Yet that's the message these pardons conveyed, and that's why the country was outraged. It was fatuous for President Bush to pretend that the charges against Cap Weinberger were attempts to criminalize policy differences. Under our system of checks and balances, Congress has the right and the duty to oversee the executive branch. When wrongdoing by executive officials occurs, Congress has the right and the obligation to get to the bottom of it. President Bush violated that basic principle, and he'll pay a high price for it, just as President Ford paid a high price for pardoning Richard Nixon. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to this station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.